Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's meeting. We'd like to acknowledge that we're joining you today from the ancestral territories of the Stolo peoples. We are grateful for their stewardship of these lands. My name is Nithya Iyer. I am one of the commissioners and I am the chair of the Electoral Boundaries Commission. Please allow me to introduce my fellow commissioners. Linda Tynan, who's also a local government advisor as well as a commissioner, and Anton Bogman, who is BC's chief electoral officer and also a commissioner. I'd like to tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do as a commission. First of all, we are an independent and nonpartisan body that's created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours to review electoral districts after every second provincial election. The last commission was in 2015. Our job is to review the area, boundaries, and names of existing electoral districts and make recommendations for change. Our process is that after this first round of public consultations, we will publish a preliminary report with our initial recommendations. We hope to do that in the early fall of 2022. We will then have a second round of public meetings asking for your input on the proposed changes. Following that, we'll write our final report and recommendations. It will also be public and it must be submitted to the Legislative Assembly by April 2023. Ultimately, it is the BC Legislative Assembly that will decide whether to accept all, some, or none of our recommendations. In addition to establishing us as a body, the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act also establishes the factors that we must consider in making our recommendations. Our governing principle is representation by population, which is defined in the BC Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. In order to achieve representation by population, we must consider geographic factors such as the accessibility and size of electoral districts, demographic factors such as population numbers, rate of growth, and communities of interest, and means of communication and transportation within electoral districts. We have to ensure, that each electoral district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district. Right now, the average number of people in each electoral district in British Columbia is just over 57,000. So that means that we can make recommendations considering the factors I've mentioned for electoral districts that range in size between 25% below that number to 25% above that number. And the Act tells us that we can exceed that range if we consider that doing so is necessary to achieve effective representation. So that's the framework within which we operate. If you have not already told Chad at the front desk that you want to make a presentation at today's meeting and you decide that you want to do so, please just let him know and then he will let me know so that I can call on speakers in order. I would like you to know that we are audio recording all public meetings and we will make them available on our website. That website is www.bcebc.ca. So if you make a presentation, your name and community will be listed with the meeting recording. If you have any other questions or concerns about privacy, our privacy policy is on our website. In the interest of consistency between meetings as we go across the province, we're asking you to limit your presentation to about 10 minutes. And we also strongly encourage you to send us a copy of your presentation through the website. Although we're taking notes and we're listening as actively as we can, it's always helpful to have something in paper because we're going to be hearing quite a lot. This is our first week of hearings, and it's helpful to have something that anchors our recollection. When we've heard from all of the presenters this morning, I will close the meeting. However, after the close of the meeting, we're not rushing off right away. We are happy to stay and chat with you on an individual level to answer questions or just discuss this topic more informally. I'll now begin calling on presenters. Our first presenter is Tracy Laufer.
Good morning. My name is Tracy Laufer, and I'm a resident of Mission and the chair of Mission Public Schools. I've lived in Mission since 1990 and have raised my family there. I owned a small business in Mission from 2003 to 2020 and won the Chamber of Commerce Young Entrepreneur Award in 2009. I was first elected as a trustee in 2014 and served as vice chair and have been the chair of the board since 2017. At the March 8, 2022 board meeting, the board passed the following motion: that the Board of Education make a written and in-person submission to the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act and advocate for Mission to have its own singular electoral district. Currently, the City of Mission is divided into two electoral districts, Maple Ridge Mission and Abbotsford Mission. Splitting the community into two electoral districts is confusing for residents and voters and does a disservice to residents having MLAs with vastly different community needs. Mission is its own unique community, distinct from both Maple Ridge and Abbotsford. With the current system of division into two electoral districts, Mission has experienced having MLAs from two different political parties, one majority government, the other opposition, and this does not serve the needs of the community. The current and projected growth in Mission warrants the community to be a singular electoral district, and further, the growth in Abbotsford and Maple Ridge supports the rationale that those communities' electoral districts don't include other communities. So that's all that I have here today, but I just would like to close with saying that Mission is its own unique, distinct population, and currently we're not only divided east and west, but we're also divided north and south. So Mission is north of the river, Abbotsford is south of the river. So and they're very distinct populations. So I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. The next speaker is Paul Horn.
Good morning. I believe that Chad gave you a presentation.
Yes.
It should look like that. That perfect. Thank you so much. Good morning. I bring greetings from the City of Mission as the Mayor of Mission. I hope you enjoy the beautiful view of the Superstore this morning. Some of the best features of our area. I join you this morning and can tell you that as a resident of Mission, I wake up every morning in the Maple Ridge Mission Electoral District, and I go to work, shop, and do almost entirely all of my business in the Abbotsford Mission Electoral Boundary. And that is a consistent story for our citizens. Like our board chair, our school board chair, my key message today would be that Mission will be best served by a single electoral district that encompasses our entire city and potentially the electoral areas to our east, essentially very similar to our school board's range. The reason this alignment makes sense is because of our current and our expected population. I'll be speaking about that in a moment. The natural community connections that exist between the North Shore communities versus those that are now aligned north and south, the movements, activities, and infrastructure needs that we share, our history, and I believe that this would expedite the ability to have partnership with First Nations on the North Shore as well. Currently, Mission is essentially sandwiched between two larger communities when it comes to political work. And it doesn't serve our community well because those two other communities often draw a great deal of an elected person's time and energy. And so we are sort of the smaller leftovers in both of those considerations. Let me give you a bit of context. The first is that Mission is expected to grow in a way that's rather extraordinary. Just last Monday, we approved, for example, or gave third reading to a development that is already actually beginning, and that development itself will add between 2,000 and 3,200 residents, just that one development. Our Cedar Valley Local Area Plan has been in progress for over 10 years and is going to continue probably over the next 15, and will ultimately add about another 15,000 people to our community. Even more remarkably, to the west, the area out in what is currently the Maple Ridge Mission just electoral area, the Silverdale planning for the central neighborhood is intensely underway and is expected to reach its first milestone this June. And that project will add 40,000 people to our community beginning in approximately 3 years and obviously over a very long window of time. Additionally, we are seeing incredible activity. There are five cranes in our town right now building high-rise buildings in our downtown. And our waterfront is being planned. And again, that plan will be coming before council in July. And it will be mostly industrial, but will also have residential components. And so the upshot of all of this is that the numbers we've seen that depict our traditional growth really cannot accurately predict how we'll grow again. I believe the trajectory will take a much more distinct leap up. I also want to point out that we have a lasting community connection to the electoral areas to our east. First of all, historically, the Dewdney Trunk Road actually was aligned along that way and was the passageway for people from Vancouver all the way up into the interior. And now it's Lougheed Highway. And as you'll hear later on, we often work with local electoral areas to try and improve that corridor. Our biggest partnerships are with Scalitz and Lacamille First Nations, which are to our east and in this area. To some extent also with Kwantlen and Keatsie, who are out in the western portion of Maple Ridge and Pitt Meadows. But it's the Scalitz-Lacamille connection that works for us a great deal. For example, recently as we hired our new officer in charge for our police detachment, we worked in partnership with Lacamille First Nations to do that interviewing. So our current population, according to the most recent census numbers, has Mission at 41,500. And you can see that the electoral areas altogether in those areas add up to be about 46,000 people. Now, those numbers are maybe not aligned perfectly with the current electoral boundaries, but very, very similar. So you can see that they're growing. Mission's growth over the last 5 years, 7.7%. And we would expect, as I said earlier, that it will actually go up. Our connections with those communities to the east are considerable. The community connection to Abbotsford as a whole is significant. We do share resources with Abbotsford as a city. We do have many people who work in one community and live in the other, in both directions. However, this small area of Claiborne and to some extent Matsqui Village is really not itself connected to Mission. There's no logical connection in terms of the culture of the area and the way people live and move. Similarly, the current border bisects Mission, or at least the urban portions of Mission, at Cedar Street. And as Chair Loeffler said, it confuses people because that is simply an arbitrary connection. It's very strange to people. There's really no reason why they would think of this as a different neighborhood to somebody else. And especially as it heads up to the north and Doglegs to the east, it cuts off the northern portions of Mission by doing that. Mission does, as Chair Loeffler said, have some alignments that are actually distinct. We really do have sort of a north and south Mission, and I think we actually appreciate that about our community. We have a very significant forest, 28,000 hectares of municipal forest that is actively logged, that has gravel extraction, that has visitors and tourists, that has, we have about 13 lakes in Mission. And the idea is for us to preserve that, but we will need help and representation in doing that. So the bisection that we have right now doesn't serve us in terms of being able to tell the true story of how Mission actually is divided into essentially two communities. The other problem is that the Maple Ridge Mission alignment doesn't make a lot of sense because Maple Ridge is a part of Metro Vancouver. They have a different transit operator. They have a different focus entirely. And our intersections with them are much, much smaller than they would be with the communities to our east, where we sit around our regional district table on a regular basis with them. And finally, let me wrap up by talking about the shared needs on the North Fraser versus those where we might be comparing with Abbotsford. The North Shore has a history and still actively is dealing with forestry, both as an enterprise as well as an environmental influence and something we need to manage, especially thinking about things like climate change. Whereas on the South Shore, as we've all seen in last year's atmospheric rivers, issues regarding farming and lowlands and so forth are quite distinct. They're both important, but I cannot imagine what it must be like as an MLA to be advocating for two things that are quite different as one proceeds. As I mentioned earlier, I think you'll find within the entire community of Mission, as well as to the communities to the east of us on the North Shore, the larger focus is on things like heavy rail transit, transit capacity within the area, and improving the Lougheed Highway as a corridor. And again, that will take some very focused attention. Similarly, the work we're doing around reconciliation, the alignment we currently have means that MLA is having to interact with Matske and Sumas as well as the other four bands I just described. And so it is going to be a lot more of a divided bit of work when it comes to what an MLA would do. Climate change impacts, in addition to the one I mentioned earlier, the North Shore is very heavily forested, and we need people to help us working on wildfire mitigation, protection, and hopefully we won't need this, but potentially emergency response. Land use and economic opportunities are very similar. We have people who travel through our communities to go to places like Hemlock Mountain to go fishing and camping and so forth, and that's a much more logical pattern. And we also have a shared history, not all of it good. For example, residential schools on the North Shore, much more of a story of Mission than it is around the story of Abbotsford. And the reason we need to work on that, again, goes back to reconciliation. But so are some of the positive things, the stories we can tell about, for example, our forestry industry and our fishing industry. Again, the whole theme I would leave you with is we need to have representation able to focus on the things that are unique about our community. And those are some of the ones that I've listed here. We could also be talking about healthcare on the North Shore, about provincial policing, just to name a few others. So I thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to hearing the next step in the reporting. I appreciate all the work that you're doing, and I know that you're beginning your journey. So I hope you'll enjoy traveling around the province and get a better view than this in the next place that you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, both of our first two speakers have raised really important points, and that's exactly the kind of input we need and want, because we're only three people. We all come from different areas of the province, but no group of three people could possibly capture all of the diversity of all the communities in British Columbia. So it is so important and helpful that you raise these issues, and I'm sure the next speakers will do the same. I'm now going to call on Don Stahl.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to provide input into this important process. I am here today to provide my submission for the Abbotsford Mission electoral district boundary. My name is Don Stahl, and I have lived in the Abbotsford Mission riding for almost 30 years. The boundaries of this riding have stayed generally the same for the last four general elections and have served its residents well. Therefore, I believe the riding's boundaries should generally stay where they currently are for the following three reasons. One, this riding takes in both the eastern portions of the cities of Abbotsford and Mission. There is a clear community of interest between these two cities. Because the two cities are only a few minutes' drives apart, residents shop and work within each other's communities. The two communities also share a regional drinking water source, a sewage treatment plant, and Mission residents use the regional hospital in Abbotsford for cancer treatments and maternity and deliveries. Lastly, because the riding has a river that runs through it, meaning the Fraser River, both communities have to deal with common issues such as flooding and diking and conservation of salmon stocks, etc. Number two, the riding is one of BC's faster growing ridings, but it still has the room to grow until the next electoral boundary commission is struck. The riding's current population of 67,000 has grown by approximately 6,000 people since 2014. This is a deviation of 16.8% above the provincial riding average of about 57,000 people. However, this is still well below the maximum allowable deviation of plus 25. This will allow the riding to absorb another 5,000 people before it reaches the maximum deviation of plus 25. Number three, the boundaries of this riding are very well defined, and this allows the riding's constituents to easily and quickly realize what issues are occurring within their riding, as opposed to neighboring ridings. So if people that live within the riding hear issues on, you know, in the news or from friends and stuff like that, they quickly know where that issue is occurring within their riding, so they're not confused, oh, is that in Abbotsford South, or is that in Maple Ridge Mission, etc. The riding is bounded by Highway 1 and a handful of major roads in Mission to the west, Highway 1 to the south, the Vedder River to the east, and by the mountains to the north. Lastly, I would submit that as the residents in the neighborhood of McMillan are generally closer to the businesses, shops, and restaurants in the Abbotsford South riding, that the McMillan neighborhood should be moved from the Abbotsford Mission riding and into the Abbotsford South riding. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you very much for that. I neglected to tell you, but I'm very hopeful that on our website we will have an interactive map feature that I'm expecting will be up and functional. It's not now, but within a couple of weeks. And so those very specific recommendations about where boundaries should be, it would be great if anyone who has those could go on our website in a couple of weeks, and then you go into the survey and you can actually draw on the map where you think the boundaries should be. And that provides us with extremely helpful information when it comes to making the hard decisions that we will have to make eventually. So I'd like to call now on our next speaker, Marcus Delvis. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name.
Like the a rabbit delves into a hole.
Oh, delves. Okay.
Well, sitting in front of a judge like this, I feel like I'm in trouble, but hopefully that's not the case. Thank you for coming out here today. I appreciate you guys traveling the province and listening to everyone. I'm a resident here in Abbotsford. I'm a local accountant and volunteer here in the community. I'm the treasurer of the Fraser Valley Indo-Canadian Business Association. I'm on the Children's Hospice Board, though I'm just speaking on behalf of myself today. I've lived in Abbotsford for the past 10 years in the Abbotsford West and Abbotsford South ridings, and I wanted to speak on behalf of those ridings today and give you a bit of an overview of what they look like and how I think they work well for the most part. Abbotsford West is comprises of kind of the northwest part of town. It includes a lot of suburbs. It includes the center part of town, the northern part of the center part of town. It includes a lot of suburbs to the west of that. Now, these suburbs over the years have become a great place where immigrants have moved in, and it's become a very large South Asian population base. A lot of first and second generation immigrants live there. And I think it's appropriate to have a large base like that in the riding, because it allows whoever is representing them to really represent the interests of that community. They're certainly heard, because there's quite a few of them in the riding. It's probably 40 to 50% of the population at this point. As you move further west, you start to get into more of the farmland, and you get into two very unique communities. One's called Bradner, and one's called Mount Lehman. Now, these are wonderful little communities. If you ever have the chance, I'd recommend to drive through them. They're beautiful. And it's funny, because the biggest insult you can say to someone from Bradner is, oh, is this Mount Lehman? And same thing, vice versa. But the reason people mix them up is because they are so similar. I hope there's no one from those communities here today. But and both those communities sit within Abbotsford West, and it really makes sense. You know, they're both small historic communities. I mean, I'm sure they've been around 100 years. They each have their own local customs. Bradner has a flower show every year. Mount Lehman has its own Canada Day parade. It has its own community hall. They're really cool communities, and it really makes sense to have communities like that within one riding. The only part of I think the Abbotsford West part, the west of center, makes a lot of sense. I think having those two communities in there, I think the border stops around Langley. That makes a lot of sense to me. If Abbotsford West had to change at all, I think it would be the line through the center of town. I mean, South Fraser Way is the southern border in the center of town. It's a major roadway. It makes sense from a looking at a map point of view, but it just cuts through the center of town. There's no different in community. I mean, I've moved from, when I said I lived in Abbotsford West and Abbotsford South, I mean, I'm talking about three blocks difference. I just happened to have crossed South Fraser Way. The community itself where I lived did not change. When I look at Abbotsford South, I think that also largely makes sense. You do get the center part of town, you get the hospital, you get the university, and then you get a lot of our prime farmland. That southern part, you know, the center south is a lot of berry farmers. When you move east towards Chilliwack, you get a lot of the dairy farmers, unfortunately, where the floods were. But it makes sense to have all of that under one riding. It really allows MLA to represent agricultural interests correctly. The only part of Abbotsford, so then Abbotsford South goes all the way to the Chilliwack border, and that makes sense. Now, Abbotsford South then goes west, and it crosses into Langley and includes Alder Grove. And I think that's where it gets a bit awkward. You know, I grew up in Langley. I spent my first 20 years of my life there, and 10 years ago I moved to Abbotsford. I've lived across the Lower Mainland, but the biggest difference between coming from Langley and Surrey and Coquitlam and these different places to Abbotsford is it's the first point where you find it's truly its own community, whereas I feel Langley still has that. It's close enough to Vancouver. It's part of the Lower Mainland. You know, it shares Metro Vancouver, whereas when you come to Abbotsford, it's truly its own community. And having Alder Grove as part of Abbotsford, I understand you need to work with population, but it's a little awkward. I don't know how well the people at Alder Grove are represented, because the interests, just the population, the sheer population base of Abbotsford South, of Abbotsford people in Abbotsford South, just overwhelms, I think, the interests of people in Alder Grove. So that would be the one part of Abbotsford South that doesn't make as much sense to me. Granted, I understand you're working with population constraints. But that's all I wanted to say today. Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming out and listening to folks. And good luck on your report.
Thank you very much. I can tell you we've heard expressions of concern about where Alder Grove should be from others that have come out to our presentation. So that's interesting to hear. Thank you so much. Our next presenter is Satwinder Baines.
Good morning. Thank you for having us today, and welcome to our beautiful town. I'm here representing myself. I work at the University of the Fraser Valley. I'm the director of South Asian Studies, and I also am an associate professor in social, cultural, media studies. I have a long history in this community. We are blueberry farmers as well as a family. We've raised our children here. Mostly lived in Abbotsford, but transfer between Abbotsford, Mission, Alder Grove quite easily. Don't always see the boundaries as hindrances, but in this instance, perhaps a better discussion about that is useful. I thank you for coming out and listening to us, because part of public consultation is to hear what people are feeling in the communities, and to find reform, electoral reform, is difficult. And if you look south of the border, you know, we hope they had more electoral reform than perhaps we even need. So my background is that I've came as an immigrant to this country in 1975, and I have been, involved in as an integrated citizen of this country right from day one. My own community, the subcultural community I belong to, is, as other speakers have spoken to, has a strong representation in Abbotsford. We are about 30% of the population, and we have long historical roots. We've been here about 119 years. We have the longest standing Gurdwara in the Western Hemisphere in this town. It has National Historic Site designation. So we have a sense of pride and a sense of responsibility to the city. I've sat on a number of boards. I've been a bencher on the Law Society. I've been a commissioner on the Ag Commission. I'm on the Knowledge Network now, and I've represented the community on the Farm Industry Review Board. So I would say I've been fairly reciprocative in terms of what I take and give to this community. And I'm here really to talk about, you know, the right to vote and the right that people have taken so seriously from my community since 1907 when the right to vote was taken away. And it took 40 years to get that right back. So the community is really politically invested in this, in Abbotsford, Surrey, these regions where we are fairly well represented. But there are also still challenges in terms of representation. And to have someone who will voice your concerns and have your interests in the public domain is really critically important. So as a result, I think the protection of minority rights is really important for our representatives, and we want to make sure that the electoral the boundaries really speak to where we live and where we work and what we do in this community. So I think this meeting with you is really to maybe raise some awareness about equity issues and representation for the region. I think Marcus has well laid out where the communities live. There is a great social and geographical divide in the region. Marcus talked about South Fraser Way as being the main artery, and it is, but there is Gladwin Road, which separates West and East Abbotsford, and traditionally and historically have kept social communities separate from each other. And unfortunately, even today, there is a sense that East and West don't meet, and that we are culturally very different. We have different traditions and norms and values and beliefs, although I think the larger interest is the best interest of all, and that's what we can promote. So I really feel that while voter turnout is declining, you know, with an immigrant population in this community, continuous immigrant population, we hope that the youth of today will start to understand their responsibility and vote responsibly in the election system. We want to make sure that when the electoral boundaries are maybe reviewed and are explained, that the growth from immigrant populations is taken into consideration. And this region is certainly burgeoning and growing as the third most diverse region in the census metropolitan area. That includes Mission. It really has a very unique flavor. And I see, as others have spoken, that while the river divides us, and I live in Claiborne, which is part of Mission, which I don't visit very often, but I feel like my representative is fine. You know, they represent me, but I feel that preferably I would like to be represented in Abbotsford as a riding. But for now, you know, the larger goals are, as you've said, the number of people living in the region, the percentages, et cetera, have to be taken into consideration. But I think there's a larger game at play. And representation from women and minorities needs to be taken into account. And I think if the boundaries were to be redrawn, you would see even a greater involvement or investment by minority groups in the region if they felt that that region was really something that spoke to their influence. And I say that wisely. I don't say that in a pejorative way, that the influence in terms of election is really, really critically important for Abbotsford, for BC, and for Canada. So I'm here to make the pitch for representation, equitable representation through the Electoral Commission, through the boundaries that get set up, and take into account where people live and where they come from and what are their value systems and how do they represent themselves in seats of power and how does that happen in this region. This is a very complex community, as Marcus has laid out, around how we are laid out, how 85% of our land is under agriculture, and that this community will continue to grow through immigration, not through our own ability to have babies, but through bringing people in. And we have a very large international student population at the university, and they also contribute to the growth of this city as well as the area that we represent. So I think there is time for a change in the boundaries. I think we're recommending that. And as you've said, people more knowledgeable than me can lay that out in terms of how it should play out. But I do think that we are underrepresented in terms of the numbers in the legislature and in Parliament. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You've raised some really important points about the connection between boundaries representation and democracy.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've heard that from a number of people, and it's nice to see that theme carrying forward.
Yeah, multiculturalism is not just a policy, it's an actual way of life. It's a way of how we represent ourselves and how it plays out. Not everything is kumbaya, not everything is unity. We have to sometimes fight our way through this, through issues of white supremacy in our community, through issues of separation and isolation and racism in this community. You know, we're not shying away from any of those words to say these exist right here and we need to address them. They're not going away, and our representatives need to address them. So whether they do that while they're sitting in the House or they're in their constituency offices, I think that's something we have to look at. And I think representation matters. I think it's critically important for BC and critically important for Canada. If we are to continue to grow economically and to understand our position in the global market, we have to do this. And you can bury your head in the sand and hope that things were the way they were, but they're never going to be. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Now going to call on Carol Fielding.
Good morning and welcome. My name is Carol Fielding and I'm here this morning representing Abbotsford South. Our presenter, unfortunately, was involved in a minor motor vehicle accident last evening, so she's at Surrey Memorial today under concussion protocol. So I'm going to read from some notes. I might be able to answer a few questions if you have any. I'm going to start out by saying that Abbotsford South represents a vast majority of the city's farming community and the related businesses, and an area that stretches from Chilliwack to Langley. As this riding has seen considerable growth, we believe it's important to keep Abbotsford as part of the riding together and ensuring that Aldergrove is united with Langley, as those residents share services and community centres with Langley residents. And this would provide both Abbotsford and Langley with more effective representation. The McMillan neighbourhood, which is east of Abbotsford, should be brought into the riding out of the Mission riding, as those residents are more connected to this riding than in the Abbotsford Mission area. And just as a note, in 2017, when I was working on the campaign, I was positioned in the Aldergrove office in the campaign, and it was interesting to me how many people came into that office and spoke to the fact that they were very concerned that Aldergrove had been broken away from Langley East and brought into Abbotsford South. So there was a large vocal outcry during that time where people actually had a place where they could go and discuss and talk about their unsettled feeling about how that would affect their representation going forward. The overview is the Fraser Valley region is mostly well served by the current boundaries, as the communities have been kept largely intact, and this plays a significant role in the effective representation. There are several core communities that make up this region that are distinct from one another. For instance, Langley East and Abbotsford South are primarily made up of farms, agricultural businesses, whereas Abbotsford West and Langley are made up of largely urban centres. The only riding that overlaps is, of course, the Abbotsford Mission riding, because it contains the Matsqui Prairie and the Mission downtown core. However, in the case of Abbotsford Mission, there is a strong connection between the locals because they largely shop in each other's centres. And historically, there are ties that bind us all together. Over the last several years, the population has begun to grow rapidly and evolve with a younger and more diverse population, with needs such as greater resettlement supports or the need to address acute needs related to education, healthcare, and transportation. Many of the residents have recently moved from either overseas or other parts of the Lower Mainland, and I think our previous presenter spoke to all of those issues and their concerns. As new residents settle into their new neighbourhoods and communities, they will require representation that is targeted to them. and a further reminder that riding boundaries take into consideration communities and neighborhoods. And Abbotsford South has got many very diverse, unique neighborhoods. While Abbotsford is currently served well by its three ridings, that are close to being within the accepted population averages, Langley does require changes to make sure that its community is united and that needed connections are made to other community centers that it has that it overlaps with. Again, back to the Aldergrove conversation, right? Currently, Abbotsford South includes Aldergrove, and that is just not a good fit. The community has more in common from resident behavior and need perspective with Langley than it does with Abbotsford. So it should be included with the Langley East riding. While Langley has also had significant growth, the new construction of the Surrey-Langley SkyTrain connecting with the Clayton neighborhood in Surrey to the Willowbrook neighborhood in Langley creates an opportunity to create a new riding that would bring together constituents who share transportation, shopping centers, town centers, while also balancing out the population. In closing, Abbotsford South's key messaging is looking like we want to have the McMilling neighborhood brought into Abbotsford South from the Abbotsford Mission. Residents in McMillan are close to the commercial centers in Abbotsford South. Abbotsford South is more of a natural home for these ridings. Also included in the McMillan neighborhood is they host the actual Abbey Rec Center, and they're mainly populated by family. It's an older neighborhood with a good influence of people that needs representation, we believe, lies inside this Abbotsford South. Aldergrove should not be part of Abbotsford South. As I mentioned earlier, that community has more in common from residents' behavior and needs when perspective with Langley other than, or not, Abbotsford. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that helpful presentation, and I'm sorry to hear about your colleague and hope that they're doing well and don't have a concussion.
I do too, yeah. She's an outstanding young lady, and I'm sure she would have done a far better job, but she was very involved in the community on many levels, but our prayers are with her, and we hope that she's home today. Thank you.
I'm glad. All right. That's the last speaker I have on my list. I don't see anyone else looking like they want to make a presentation. So let me close by thanking you all very much. I do want to mention that the audio recordings of today's meeting will be available on our website next week. I also would like to tell you that if you have more information that you'd like to pass on to us, and perhaps even more importantly, if you know other people who would like to have input and participate in our process, that is incredibly valuable to us. There are two ways to do that. First of all, our website, www.bcebc.ca. The other thing is that we are holding a virtual public meeting for the whole Lower Mainland region on Tuesday, March 15th. And this is something new that we're trying. Obviously, as we were planning this, very aware of COVID protocols, but also aware that people have very busy lives and may not be able to attend in person. So we do have these virtual meetings set up for every region. You can find out more information about how to sign in and exactly when they are on our website. But the one for this region will be next Tuesday. And it would be great if you could encourage others to participate in that. I'm now going to close the meeting and thank you all very much and welcome you to stay around if you've got the time to chat a little bit with us. Thank you.